Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Hillary Clinton is still the news. Many of you emailing me because it was just the other day when she finally talked to the media, right? So apparently there's this new report that says that Clinton's State Department staff tried to block the release of all of the documents. The Wall Street Journal had a story about it as they jumped into this with the Freedom of Information Act with a request there. So the story isn't going away by any stretch of the imagination, but we knew that. Justin, in looking at this, I talked about the Wall Street Journal and the fact that they're saying that the staff tried to block all of that the documents from coming out. So what do you think's the true story here? And, of course, we're just speculating, but it's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It certainly is, and I think this is probably coming from those within the State Department who were a little bit troubled by her practice of responding to FOIA requests. We know that there have been a number of people there publicly who have spoken out and said that what Clinton did was not the correct thing and that she should have complied with the law as it was at the time. So we don't really know exactly about the accuracy of this, but nevertheless, this is some certainly damning reports that are coming out. This is saying essentially that that Cheryl Mills, who was her chief of staff while Secretary of State, had a pretty hands-on approach when it came to the FOIA requests. She urged the record-keeping office to essentially run by everything through her, and if they declined to, then the Clinton, the Secretary, for that matter, would not comply with any additional FOIA requests. So a pretty alarming report, to say the least, and one that doesn't necessarily, add anything positive for Clinton and this ongoing scandal surrounding her private server.
Oh, yeah. And then there's this thing about the Republicans threatening states funding in this whole Benghazi fight. So, I mean, Benghazi was during the Clinton time, of course, 2012. But now they're saying, House Republicans are saying, hey, we're just going to shut down part of the State Department. Wow.
Yeah, no, this is certainly shocking and, comes as the House is taking a pretty aggressive stance when it comes to Benghazi. We know that they have, maneuvered in a way that Clinton is set to appear for at least one day before the hearing to address both the Benghazi scandal as well as her private server at large. And, in fact, she is we're also going to be seeing coming probably, later this week about 300 emails related to special operations in Benghazi, which, of course, goes back to her tenure as Secretary of State. And following the order from a circuit judge here in D.C., it now looks like the emails that took place during Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State are going to be released, all 55,000 of them, through sort of a rolling schedule throughout the year, culminating up until January 2016. So steady drip of information coming out from there. According to early reports, there's not too much information involved in them, nothing really serious from people who have been privy to it, but nevertheless one that's going to capture a lot of attention throughout the year.
Yeah, I like your description, the slow dripping through 2016. All right, so then we've been talking about this trade bill, and I guess the Senate is inching closer to an up or down vote on that fast-track legislation. It's the Democrats are saying forget it because they haven't, the whole anti-trade movement, they haven't got enough support to delay it along the way, right? So you've got Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, who's expected to file cloture on this measure. And we know because we heard that the other day. And they're setting up this vote to cut off the filibuster on Thursday, potentially. So with all that gobbledygook I just explained in the legislature, final passage perhaps after that. So where do you see this going with the whole trade thing? There was the threat of the veto from the White House.
There certainly has been, and this is going to be interesting to see. McConnell has, as you mentioned, sealed off debate on this you know, Fast Track Authority, which is a pretty big deal. He's doing this at some considerable risk because he, of course, ran as, you know, for full majority leader and sort of made his pitch based on the idea that he would be doing things differently from Harry Reid. So there are a lot of people who are accusing him of sort of engaging in hypocrisy by cutting off the debate amendment at large. And as you mentioned, of course, Democrats are frustrated that they did not get a chance to offer enough amendments to this. They were able to vote in the lead-up to the initial vote for a number of things related to currency manipulation and whatnot, something that has proven to be pretty popular among Democrats, but the White House has threatened a veto. And that, of course, is you know, sort of a prelude to the larger fight that we're going to see over the Trans-Pacific Partnership at large, which is you know, already caused a lot of discord within the Democratic Party and will quite likely continue to do so as time goes on.
Yeah, and you know, this is something you and I have talked about a bunch too. As I'm jumping to in a different direction here from trade to our neighbors to the north, but in Canada, they're talking about what are they going to do to, and we've been talking about the pipeline, but at the same time, on an environmental side, they've been talking about how to handle oil production emissions, which I think is, by saying that, they're doing this partially because anything to kind of smooth over, we care about what's happening with oil and where it's going, whether it's in a wink-wink pipeline or not, because in Canada, what they have is they have this goal of reducing the overall emissions by 30%. That's what they're saying. But the climate regulations don't extend to the oil sands industry. So I think the reason they're talking about carbon emissions is to let that out there, to put that out there to ease some of the concern over the whole pipeline thing. But that's dead in the water, the pipeline, right? The Keystone Pipeline, until at least until Obama's out of office.
You know, that's what it's starting to look more and more like. We know that he's a you know, lame duck president right now, but is really using a lot of his political capital right now to try to move forward with his trade agreement. And I would be surprised if he was willing to further alienate a lot of progressives by ultimately endorsing something that has really riled up a lot of his base, has really made some many people within the environmental movement you know, extremely angry. So I'd be surprised if it comes up, but at the same time, he's a lame duck. He doesn't have to face re-election. And if you know, this is something that he chooses to move forward with, he doesn't really have much to worry, particularly because, you know, he's already sort of separated himself from the Clinton campaign and vice versa. So he has sort of, you know, the political freedom to do it. But whether or not that's wise and whether or not that's going to be a you know, positive step for his legacy, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, so coming up on America Tonight, obviously we're going to talk about a couple of the things that we mentioned there with Justin, including Hillary Clinton and the latest on the whole emails. As he said, and he described it so well, they're just going to keep trickling and dumping it out. So this is either a gift to the Republicans or it's just something that's going to be considered, okay, yeah, more emails. You know what? It's going to really depend on what's in the emails. Because you are definitely going to have people that are going to go through the emails. And if there's something that pops out in the emails, then that'll be a day when it becomes a big deal. If there's really nothing and it's just standard operating procedure kind of stuff, then it won't be as big of a deal. But can you imagine over 55,000 emails? Wow. Craziness. All right. Stay with us. Much more heading your way next as we leap over the fence here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold, she's got better days aside. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Well, you all know that I'm a huge sports fan, and we do sports shorts here on the show and talk a lot about sports. And, of course, we have our Nail the Score during the NFL season. The NFL, with a big announcement at the owners' meetings, they announced that the extra point is going to be kicked from the 15-yard line, with two-point conversions would still be at the 2-yard line, so they'd remain there, right? So what does this all mean? It means the new rule gives the defense as well the ability to score 2 points in the returns. If you remember, before, under the previous rule, the ball would have been dead on the field. So with this rule change, so that we're all clear on this, if the defense returns a blocked extra point or a failed two-point try for a touchdown, they're awarded 2 points. Wow. It's going to be an interesting NFL season. Ryan Berger joins us. He is right now in our virtual green room. He's the founder of The Berger Shop and sports guru. Ryan, so that is huge news. You know, things like this have been talked about, but I like some of the nuances of this. I actually really like this. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's getting overblown. I'm not sure it's such big news in the game today that kickers are so talented. Yeah, kicking a 32-yard extra point is not going to be an issue for just about every one of them. And then obviously you have the kickers who are actually kicking indoors. And for those guys, it's an actual shoo-in. So when I looked at it, I was sort of, you know, flustered, didn't really understand why they made this move. The idea is to make it much more exciting, much more intriguing, much more interesting for the fan. And I still think at the end of the day, if they're going to go for the extra point the majority of the time, and that really doesn't need to be watched. And this will be revisited very quickly and most likely modified again.
Wow. So, I do agree with you on that. I think that it probably ends up getting modified. Absolutely. But the idea was, and this is the whole thing with the NFL, and you said it, is they have to come up with ways to keep the game interesting. And that was one of the things that was talked about, because attentions, especially for a lot of the younger fans, there's other pieces of entertainment that they could turn to. Although I still think the NFL is in good shape, but they don't necessarily think that. Do you think the NFL is still the number one sport for most people in America? I mean, don't you think the NFL rules with fantasy football and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, of course it's the number one sport. And the ratings, the numbers are enormous. When again, we're talking about the off season right now, and of all the sports going on, major hockey playoffs, major NBA things, the whole conversation right now is the NFL with Deflategate and now into the rule change. Again, it's a very minor change, but because there's so much attention paid to the sport, it becomes one of the biggest stories out there. The fact is the sport dominates the culture and the society. The sort of one day a week idea, although there's now a lot more primetime games on a Thursday night and Sunday nights, are rituals in the country. And of course, when you look at the sport, it's surrounded by the fan participation via fantasy football, gambling, and again, these sort of rule changes all apply to all of that. Now, the ability to sort of a defense to run it back, as you said, is a fantasy football opportunity for your defense. Vegas will be releasing props and all kinds of gambling lines, I'm sure, on things such as that. So the league is all about sort of, at the end of the day, making as much money as they possibly can. And the ratings help all of that. And if they can find a way to keep much more people interested in every single play possible, whether that's through predicting it, having a bet on it, having a player through fantasy, or simply just watching it, they're going to make that decision.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, whatever it is, whatever it takes, that's why, fantasy, they really embrace that. That's why we see all the individual stats and that crawl across when you're watching whatever game it is on whatever network you're watching. They always put a premium on it because they know so many people are involved in fantasy football. Were you surprised?
Well, if you took fantasy football, gambling, and alcohol away from the sport, I'm not sure the actual sport would exist. So that's the DNA of the sport today.
So I like that, DNA. It is, and that's what it's about. I met a guy that used to supply a lot of information to the announcers on CBS, and he would FedEx all the information, every possibility with the games that they were covering, and they would go out to all the individuals who were announcing whatever game they were announcing, play-by-play in color. And it turns out, the whole thing with him was he was in Vegas and he knew the lines. He went to MIT, but he was a lines maker. He was an odds maker. I thought, isn't that interesting? The NFL poo-poos the gambling thing. But really, you and I know, and you said it, they're embracing it. Because what would you do if you didn't have gambling on the, on the NFL?
Well, I mean, to each his own, but it's the sort of thing where, again, it's all about the revenue. So the spreads and the fantasy players are the reason why people tune into 45-7 blowouts. You want to make sure that your wide receiver, when you're down 30 points, is getting sort of make-up catches so that you can get back in your game or you could compete to win your fantasy game. Meanwhile, the real game itself is a blowout, and most people are changing the channel. But because you have a fantasy player, or because
somebody
might have a wager on the game, you're watching it, and therefore the ratings become bigger and bigger, and therefore the advertisers are paying more. So the league isn't stupid. Goodell makes $50 million a year. He's a very, very smart commissioner. He's been able to figure out a way to have the NFL on CBS, NBC, and Fox. He's on every channel there is. And he's really sort of maximized the game from a TV perspective. When you think about the sport today, there's no sport that's better on the television than football. And that's one of the challenges the league has over the next 5 years, besides concussions, is why would you go to a game today? You sit in the freezing cold. People are drunk as could be. They're screaming left and right. It's uncomfortable. You don't know what the instant replay, what they're deciding. The whole thing stinks. There's traffic. You can stay home. You watch the game on a 60-inch TV. You got your iPad next to you. You got the dish with all the games. You know exactly what the replay is. You're watching it in HD. It doesn't pay anymore to go to the games. And that's the biggest problem that the league has. And that's why they're trying to make decisions like what they announced today, because they have to find ways to keep the excitement brewing and keep the interest and intrigue in the sport.
Yeah, I agree. The Patriots, the big action there, and you know this already, the other day Robert Kraft says, yeah, I'm not going to challenge anything that happened. I'll just let it stand. Were you surprised by that?
Well, there's clearly a conversation that he's had with Goodell and the league, and they wouldn't just decide out of nowhere after fighting this. To decide to drop this. There's clearly a decision, a deal that is going to be made, and unfortunately, some games I imagine will be taken off the Brady suspension. But in my opinion, New England has pushed the boundaries several times. They've been caught, and now they've been caught again. They cheated, and they didn't sort of go help out the investigation and made it a lot worse. Brady deserves what he got. I do understand the way the league works, where there'll be some sort of deal and some games will be taken off, but that has to do with sort of the conversations, I imagine, and the deals between Goodell and the Patriots under the table.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. No doubt about it. We still have a long ways before we jump back into the season again. Ryan Berger, sports guru. I know. It's like a drought. You know, it's summertime.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm watching the Rangers and the losing overtime tonight in New York. And LeBron take over in Atlanta, and all everybody wants to talk about is kickoff of the Pigskin.
Yeah, I agree with you, because I'm the all-around sports fan, so I've got my eyeballs on all that kind of stuff. I love the whole Rangers-Lightning series, especially with the Bolts owner saying, hey, you can't come in here with your Ranger gear in Tampa. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, we travel everywhere. We travel everywhere.
Exactly. And so many New Yorkers live there, too. It's hilarious. Ryan Berger, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
All right, a lot of fun to kick it around with him, and it's true. He's right about that. It's interesting because the focus is on anything that the NFL does versus, you know, look what happened with Cleveland beating Atlanta 97-89. So what's the scoop on LeBron? I keep getting asked, do I think LeBron is going to win? Do I think Cleveland's going to win the whole thing? And I do think they're going to win the whole thing. Then you have Tampa Bay in overtime getting by the New York Rangers, 6-5, the final score there. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to have a conversation with Andrea Reynolds about the things you need to know before you decide to go down the aisle. Dun, 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 dun.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here I fear we're facing a problem. You love me no longer. I know I'm crazy. There is nothing that I can do to make you do. Mama tells me I shouldn't bother.
A time when a lot of people get married, and they always talk about June brides. In fact, one of my very good friends is getting married, and she's going to have this just, I think, wonderful wedding at a big arboretum, really, in Dallas. And I am so excited to go, and her future husband have done a lot of work on the marriage counseling side, which I say bravo to that. So maybe think about other couples and what they do. We've got Andrea Reynolds with us. She's in our virtual green room. I think she's got a great cup of tea with her, as I understand. But she is the author of No Surprises, 365 Critical Questions You Need to Ask Each Other Before You Marry. And here's a cool part about that, and how to ask them, because you would imagine that could be pretty thorny in some cases. Andrea, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
How many people do you think take the time to figure that out, if they're making the right kind of choice based on what their expectations are and their values are and all that sort of thing? Or do we get blinded by love and we're just so in love and the person is so great, we don't take the time to look a little further?
Well, it's interesting. When I first wrote this booklet, and it was a number of years ago, I was online, and I mentioned that I wrote this, all these questions, and people were angry with me and said, well, what about love? Why would I want to ask questions of somebody? Why don't I just love somebody and get married? And then you look at the divorce statistics, which are over 50% for first-time marriages and even higher for second marriages, and you have to think, well, what could I have done differently? And maybe asking questions. And it's interesting. I've been watching a program on television about these three couples who didn't meet until the actual wedding ceremony, and they were put together by psychologists, maybe a whole team of them, who probably had a whole slew of questions that they posed to these individuals and then matched them up. So it kind of surprised me, because I thought, well, why do we have to have a team of experts ask us the questions? Why don't we just ask the questions ourselves?
Bravo. Why don't we ask the questions ourselves? So what do you think are some of the critical questions, some of the questions that you talk about that people are listening now should ask if they're in this situation?
Well, I've grouped them into 19 different categories, and I think the most important one is about money. We don't talk to each other about money. How much money do you have? How much money do you make? Which one of us makes more money? And those are the questions, it seems, that are the most critical in a marriage or in any kind of relationship, because those are the ones that often make the relationship difficult. There's more conflict about money than any other topic. So more of my questions in the booklet are about money.
Right, I like that. How much do you make? How about expectations for what you need to retire, for kids, that kind of stuff?
Exactly. I'm not even sure how many questions I've put in that particular chapter, but I really get extensive. And people say, well, 365 questions? Why so many? Well, if you think about it, the optimum time frame for an engagement is about 6 months. And if you ask each other two questions a day, which is not a huge amount, that takes care of the 6 months.
Yeah, it sure does.
So it's not that the questions are intrusive, and it's not that I want people to be judgmental of each other, but rather the questions are open-ended. There's no yes or no answer, and there's no right or wrong answer. It's just to find out whether the two of you are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And there's going to be disagreement, and that's okay. I think one of the millionaire matchmakers out there was talking about, if you find someone who meets 52% of your values and expectations, you're doing good. So you can't expect everybody to have 100% of the questions match.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. 52 sounds pretty good to me. When you came up with the questions, what was it that led you in the direction? I mean, your background is you're an investigative journalist and you own crisisbrainstorm.com, so that makes sense to me. You're a former teacher and family studies teacher, so that also makes sense, and a talk show host. So, of course, you know how to talk and you know how to ask questions. But was there something that was, you know, kind of nibbling at your heels or something that got you thinking, you know, this would be great if more people were open to doing this?
Well, when I was a teacher, and it was many years ago, I taught home economics, and one of the courses was about dating and relationships. But also, I was single at that time, and then I married somebody who was British, who didn't want to answer any questions, and I should have been asking more questions, and I didn't. And the marriage didn't last longer than 3 years. And so there I sat, and sometime in the past, I had watched an episode of Phil Donahue. And many of your listeners may not know who Phil Donahue is, but he was sort of the precursor to Oprah. And he had a wonderful TV talk show, and he asked questions. And one day, he had a woman in the audience who was talking about her relationship, and she said, you know, there's no book out there that gives you questions on on what you can ask your partner. And I thought, bingo, I'm going to sit down and write. And within an hour, I had 100 questions, and then I added many more.
And were you surprised? You said this. You said that the reaction, you know, people were kind of taken aback. So were you surprised at that reaction?
I was very surprised. But in the more recent past, we're now using online dating websites, and they ask us questions. So I think we're moving in that direction.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. I don't understand that. But even the asking questions for some people is really, really tough. Because wouldn't it be better, either whether you're a man or a woman, to walk away from somebody, even if it's painful, than to get into a marriage and be in that situation?
I think so. Having walked away from a number of dating relationships.
Yeah.
Because they just weren't, we weren't a good match.
Yeah.
You know, we had, and one of, I actually went to a counselor with one of the fellows I was dating. This was years ago. But what she came to recognize for both of us is our goals were different. Our relationship goals were different. I wanted to be married. He wanted to date around. Mm-hmm. And it just couldn't work because we weren't in the same place.
Yeah, boy, that's good. That's great that you were open and you did that. So you said in the questions, you talked about how financial was so important and how that really tears up relationships. What's the other thing? What about family? Where somebody's family, does that get in the way sometimes?
Oh, it absolutely does. What if all the people in your family absolutely hate your partner?
That's
You're
going
to have trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And friends, too. I mean, if you have friends who don't like your partner, how is that, what's that going to do to the friendship? And also, could they eventually sabotage your marriage?
Yeah, because depending on how close you are and then what happens and what they're saying, and sometimes it's hard. It's, you know, I go back to that whole thing, they say the dopamine and you're in love and all that kind of stuff, and for men and for women, and then all of a sudden, you know, that kind of wears off a little bit, but it's too late and you don't realize all those things that you're talking about that you haven't asked. You haven't asked those critical questions. And if you're so, so different, it's very difficult. I think that there's a, Andrea, I think there's a, that people think they can change, especially they say that women are guilty of this. Oh, he's great. He's cute. He's fabulous. And, you know, he's talkative and he's interesting or whatever it is, and the one part I don't like so much, we could probably fix that, but that's not really true, is it?
No, and I think they say too that when a man looks at a woman and hopes she will never change, she often does. So, but you know, I going back to questions, you know, I was even thinking, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time, maybe it's your first date, there are questions you can ask that are kind of subtle, like, tell me about your family. Tell me about what your passion is, just to find out a little bit without being too intrusive. And that's the starting point. And so that you can ask some questions, maybe not all of them right away, because you're not in a serious relationship just yet. But it will help you decide whether you want to continue dating that person, whether there's some potential there, or whether you want to play the field some more.
Yeah. Boy, it makes a whole lot of sense to me. So if somebody wants to pick that up, do you have that available somewhere?
It's only available on my website. I have a website with all of my books, and it's batangobooks.com. And that's spelled just like the dance, tango, but has a B and an I in front of it.
I like it.
And that was my mom's maiden name, and when she passed away, I found out what it was. So I decided to dedicate the website to her.
Oh, I love that, Batango. That's very, very cool. Well, I hope that there's people out there who are listening, and I know you are, that found this to be really informative. Don't be afraid to ask. I mean, that's the key thing. I think there's nothing wrong with that, and I love the way that you laid it out, where you just ask a couple questions a day. It's a perfect thing to do, so why get into a marriage to have it tear you apart? Maybe it's the wrong thing, or maybe it's the right thing, and it just reinforces that. Andrea, thanks so much. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Love is real. Real.
This is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
My favorite segments is coming up, and I thank all of you for making this segment possible, because immediately you responded just about 8 months ago once we rolled out our funny little game in honor, really, of Nathan Reeder, who inspired this segment. And it's called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum, 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 dum.
What did my mother always say about taking care of my eyes?
Well, first of all, never put salt in your eyes. Never put salt. Never put salt. Never put salt. Put salt. Put salt. Put salt. Put salt. Put salt. Never put. Never. Never. Always put salt in your eyes.
Emmy, never, ever put salt in your eyes.
Thanks, Danny. You're the pain.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
You gotta love that. Salt in your eyes. It's funny because I pulled this one out today from Will, who said, Kate, I laughed my head off about the guy last week that talked about the ketchup bottle and spraying it all over either his wife or girlfriend. Then you also had another food mishap where somebody was pouring some salt on their food and it came out all over the place because the lid had been unscrewed. That's a long time trick, an old trick that people used to play on the people that would follow them when they would sit down. They would unscrew or, you know, really make them light the caps of the pepper and the salt. So how about that? My story has nothing to do with food, just stupidity of a different sort. It fits for your dumb things. I've heard you talk about the great game of golf before. You obviously play. And for years and years and years, like probably you, I've been riding around in a cart when I get to play with my buddies. Well, one time I was in a cart just recently, and I don't know why I did this. I was trying to avoid a little bit of a puddle, and it was an incline, the next tee box and where we were headed. And for some reason, I decided I was going to take an alternate route with the cart. And I rolled the cart. Now, I can laugh at that and say it's a dumb thing. Sometimes people get seriously hurt, so it was a really stupid move on my part. Never veer from the path. There is a lesson somewhere mixed in there, so it was a dumb thing. I should have just stayed where I was supposed to go and follow the arrows. All right, I like that one. You know, following the arrows, though, sometimes you can't find where you are. I've done that where I've gone to the wrong hole. But I saw somebody flip a golf cart once, and I was frightened for them because it did like maybe two rolls, and you know you're wide open in that golf cart. They were fine, luckily, other than their pride being wounded. So luckily they were okay, but it was scary to actually see that go down. All right, more dumb things I shouldn't have done. How about this from Justice, who says, Kate, dumb things. Where do I begin? I always think that I have a license to be a plumber, of which I am not, but I want to save money here and then. I guess I'm cheap. So I took apart my garbage disposal when something had gotten stuck. I thought, oh, no big deal. I took it apart. I had no idea how to put it back. All my friends told me, oh, it's easy. Just screw this on and just put this back on. But my garbage disposal didn't operate that way. Needless to say, $200 later, I was getting a new garbage disposal, and that was actually at a discounted rate. You would think I would learn not to take things apart when I'm not very good at putting them back together. So my dumb thing is always thinking I can fix things. Oh, that's a disease a lot of men have. And maybe some women, too, so I shouldn't just lay it on the other sex. Where, oh, yeah, it's no problem. I can, that's a piece of cake. I can do that. Oh, the toilet's overflowing. I can figure out a way to do that. I do have a rule for myself. Forget it. I don't even try. I don't even try unless you're telling me exactly what to do. I follow directions. I'm awesome at directions when someone gives me directions. But taking apart things and trying to fix things in the house, you know, it's like I am amazed. I used to watch House Hunters, and I used to watch, you know, the Fix-It shows on HGTV. I'd flip a couple of them on. And what these people would do, how they would knock walls out and just average Joes and design incredible things in their house. You have to have a knack for it. I mean, maybe basic things you can fix, but you have to have a certain kind of knack to fix something, you know, correctly without getting too deep into it where you mess yourself up and you can't unravel the mystery, and then you got to have a professional come in anyway. How about this one from Patrick, who says, not our Patrick, by the way, Patrick, who says, Kate, I have a dumb thing for you. I went through, and I go through a lot of drive-thrus. I can't help it. I'm lazy when it comes to I'm starving and I just have to have something to eat. I went through a drive-thru, and I wasn't paying attention, and I hit the guy in front of me. Ooh. I got impatient, but I wasn't trying to ram him. I just lost my concentration, and I have a stick, and I, you know, rammed into the guy in front of me. So it turns out to be a really big deal. He turns out to be a really jerky guy. Of course, I would have paid for anything. It was costly in so many different ways. So maybe there was a thing that I had to learn here, and it's forget the drive-thrus. I haven't been to a drive-through lately since I did that. And if I go to a fast food restaurant from now on, I'm just going to park the car and go in. I've seen people do that. And I think when he says ram, I don't think he means he was going really super fast. But once you hit it, you know, some depending on the design of the car and everything else, I've never had anyone hit me, but boy, I've seen people get really impatient in those lines. I've seen people turn off their car, and then somebody else behind them gets upset about that. And it's just craziness when that, you know, when that happens. So maybe best to park sometimes and go inside, especially if it's really crowded anyway. If it's really jammed, well, park and go in. You probably get your food faster than sitting there burning up gas in some line. All right, here's the point, or here's the part of this where I tell you, remember, you can tell me your dumb things day or night, americatonight.net. If you're thinking of something, put it together and send it my way. I've had some really interesting ones, from library books to food mishaps to car mishaps to cell phone mishaps. And cell phone mishaps are big, because now we all have iPhones or the Samsung phones or, you know, whatever. But most people have that brick they're carrying around. And in one way, it's so super cool because of the things you can do on it. But in another way, it's so exposed, you know. Whoops, I dropped it in the toilet. Whoops, I forgot I had it in my pocket. I jumped in the pool. Whoops, I left it outside, like our guest the other day had left Stephen Sardone. Sardone had left his phone outside. And remember, he talked about that. Oh, I left it outside. I ruined it because it just got rained on. Water seems to be the biggest threat to our phones, but that counts. That's, I mean, these are dumb things that people have done, without a doubt, leaving garage doors open, just inviting problems. Hey, the house is exposed. Come on in. We've got the garage open. And then even now, because depending on your car, some people are still locking their keys in their car. I think one of the worst things is when you can't find your keys. So now we add the cell phones and the keys. When you can't find either one of them, oh, it's been a disaster. And you have to do that thing where people tell you, just retrace your steps. Retrace your steps, like it's so easy. Well, really, I haven't been able to remember where I was in the last half hour as I'm frantically walking around. So retrace my steps? What are you talking about? Thanks for listening. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.